broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the month of October. It is a rocking, crazy, busy kind of month. We have two outer influences that I will just give the general overview for and not go into individually so we have time to get to everything. One is that on September 27th, Uranus, in its retrograde mode, backed over that fixed star Algol that we dealt with. It's a challenging fixed star back between July 7th and August 7th. And so you can kind of look back. We're going to be reassessing, reviewing, maybe being pulled back into some of the stories that occurred then. This runs from September 27th all the way until October 29th, so most of the month of October. We do want to be extra careful with our neck and throats. We want to be extra careful in gatherings or groups. And there may be certain things like things happening online. As an example, globally, last time this occurred, July 7th through August 7th, we had the attempt on Trump. We had Biden, the decision to remove Biden. We had the CrowdStrike attack, which was the biggest one we've ever had. So similar things like that could be happening. So just extra caution in those areas, and there you have that. Now, the other major thing that's happening is that there will be four of the outer planets aligning behind the Earth in this combination for the first time since 79 AD. This occurs and is perfected on the 23rd. However, I would suggest that we watch the entire second half of October for this influence. I don't have a lot of detail to give you guys about what this might be, but as it may sound, that kind of pull on one side of the Earth or push, whichever way you want to look at it, the influence out of balance, we may have more global events, you know, that are about the Earth, you know, so tidal waves or earthquakes or things like that. So if you happen to live in an area that is prone to these kind of things, probably just make sure you're up to date on everything you need to be as safe as you can during the last couple weeks of October. So those are the outer influences. And then let me look generally for the other things going on this month. So on the 2nd, we have a new moon solar eclipse. This is considered three times more powerful than a normal new moon. It occurs at 2:49 p.m. Eastern, and it is in the sign of Libra. So we are going to get that two-week boost from the cosmos, launching us forward, helping us start new relationships, helping us take whatever projects or interests we have going forward in our current relationships, helping us do new things in the current relationship. So it's all about brand new, next level, next chapter kind of opportunities. In Libra, this could be about a romantic partner or business partner, your clients, your audience, your specialists or experts, your agents or attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, anybody like that. There's also the potential at this time to launch forward with new opportunities that involve regaining our balance and our center, that involve justice or equality, that involve higher aesthetics in our life. So you want to be proactive with this, always with an eclipse. You could eclipse something else out that is blocking that forward momentum, so that might be part of the story. And it is proactive for 2 weeks, starting on the 2nd, and then it holds sway for 6 months, all right? So we really want to see who it is we want to connect with and how we want to move that forward. Starting on the 9th, we have Jupiter retrograding. And so over the months ahead, Jupiter is going to be taking us back to reassess, you know, our growth, what's been happening through Gemini, through our talks, our decisions, our ideas, what's been happening with a move or our local community or short trips to nearby places, what's been happening with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, sales, writing, flirtations. You know, there's a lot in Gemini. And so Jupiter going back through this territory, are we happy? What can we do about it? Are we prosperous? What can we do about it? Is there personal growth? How do we readdress that? Do we need more adventure in our life? Do we need to look at Jupiter topics and how we could, you know, reassess those, rework them, maybe release some things? So is there any legal agreements or decisions that we can readdress? Is there anything with travel or relocation? Is there anything with education or media, marketing, publishing? What about ceremonies, religion, politics? So Jupiter is going to take us on several months of refreshing, reviewing, releasing, rekindling, reworking in those realms starting on the 9th. On the 11th, Pluto comes out of retrograde and goes direct. This starts at 8:34 p.m. Eastern, and he's moving direct now in Capricorn for the last time in our lifetime. So from the 11th until November 19th, he takes this over that 29th degree and out of the sign and back into Aquarius, where he will stay for about 19 and a half years. So this is a really important time because we are seeing the very last of the upheaval and the transformation and the empowerment and the changes that have been going on since 2008 when it comes to the establishment, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to our ambitions, our goals, our status, our fame, our career, or anything with authority figures in our own lives, our, you know, parents, bosses, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, etc. So we start to see Pluto starting to do the last of his work on this critical, powerful degree. Themes of Pluto may play into what's happening here, so we may see big things moving forward on the financial arena with our sex life, with sex scandals out there in the global arena, with births or deaths or divorces, with third-party influences, reproduction. All of this is starting to now move forward, and we don't have that many weeks with it, you know, probably like 5 weeks, I guess, until it's gone, and that doesn't come back for 200 and some years, 248, I believe. Okay, so then we have two planets moving into Scorpio this month. On the 13th, Mercury moves in and stays until November 2nd. On the 22nd, the Sun moves in and stays for 30 days. So puts a lot of spotlight on sexuality, on reproduction, divorce, financial topics, all of them except income, on births or deaths or third-party stories. So Mercury coming in opens up, you know, the communications, brings news of these topics or offers, gets you into talks or meetings, sales, writing, decisions about it. While the Sun moving in here for 30 days gets us involved physically or personally on some level. Maybe we're putting our name to it, or our brand or image is involved, or we're just showing up and going for what it is we want, standing out in those arenas. So several weeks of that going on. Next, we have a full moon on the 17th. This is in Aries. It's at 24 degrees of Aries, and it peaks at 7:26 a.m. Eastern, which means most people, I think, will probably experience this in the buildup on the 16th and maybe in the eve as it's getting really strong. But some will experience this on the 17th, so you could mark either day. And this is something climactic coming to a head for the individual. You know, so you may be having something that is finally wrapping up that's been going on with your body, something that you're finally achieving that you've been striving for with your body, with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. All of these things can be in climactic mode. It can feel like, you know, it's more emotional, but in a kind of an intense way, you know. But it is coming to that climactic point sometime between the 16th and 17th. And then on the 17th, we have Venus moving into Sagittarius, and she will be there until November 11th. So, you know, in Sagittarius, it opens the doors up, and it's a more generous, optimistic time for love, for money, for beauty, for pleasure. And she is going to be throwing this into travel plans or distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. we may see a female stepping forward during this time frame in a more expansive way. We may see a smoothing out of issues there. We may see more beauty or pleasure through those realms as well. So that is the overview. It's a lot. I looked at this list and I was like, oh my goodness. All right, so let's get into the individual signs. So for Aries, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is giving you one of the most powerful launches forward that you've had when it comes to any new interests or people that you want to move forward with as a client or with romantic partnership or business partnership or as a representative or a specialist or expert or dealing with the competition or what's going on with advocates. So relationship is where it's at. Connecting is where it's at. Eclipsing out anything that blocks that forward movement. It, maybe it's like a bad habit or a dry spell that you're eclipsing out to get to this, you know. Maybe you're rebalancing something here as well. So that's where that is at. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, so you are starting to slow down. And you're going to spend the months ahead reworking something locally in your neighborhood with a short trip or nearby place or a move, or with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or with your talks, your meetings, your sales, your flirtations, your writing, you know. So to that end, you want to kind of address your happiness, your prosperity, your growth potential, what you can go back over and rework. Pluto goes direct on the 11th, so for Aries, from the 11th of October until November 19th, this is the last of the major upheaval and transformation and change in your life that began in 2008, involving your parents, your bosses, your higher-up people. I don't want to list them all. So anyone, judges, mentors, you know, teachers, anyone in that higher-up position. This is the last big push of transformation. It also could be around a personal goal or a set of goals that you had for your life and how those have completely deconstructed and have moved into this new realm for you, and now you're moving this last bit into place. Or how your career has deconstructed since 2008, and now you're ready to rebloom in some new way, whether it's a new career or your retirement. So you're going to see that starting on the 11th. On the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio, and on the 22nd, the Sun moves in. So the rest of the month and into November, you're going to have more opportunity to get into talks, to hear offers or decisions, to write or meet and field what it is you want to do in this arena, showing up, getting involved. And in Scorpio, Aries, this is about how you're transforming yourself, how you're empowering yourself, what's going on sexually or financially for you, what's going on with reproductive needs, hormonal matters, divorce or a birth, a death, or a third-party story that's playing out over these weeks. So plan on getting drawn into one or two of those stories starting between the 13th and the 22nd. The full moon on the 17th is in your sign, Aries, so you are reaching a culminating point in your life, definitely for the year, as far as your identity goes. What is coming to a close? What is wrapping up? What is breaking through? What are you achieving? Or what's happening with your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title? So, you know, aiming high, wrapping things up, celebrating, achieving, or marking endings that are to something very personal or physical to you. And then finally on the 17th, Venus moves into Sagittarius. We'll travel there until November 11th. And so for you, Aries, you can find love or money, beauty or pleasure playing out through travel or distant situations, through learning or teaching, through media, marketing, legal contracts, ceremonies, religion or politics, and she should help smooth things out for you in those realms. All right, so for Taurus, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd, this is relational dynamics that are getting underway for you over the next 2 weeks. You can start new things or take what you're doing and take it to the next level, and it is all focused on your work or your health. So starting new jobs or new work projects or a new health regime. It can also help you launch forward with your animals, with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So connecting to the right representatives or clients or partners or specialists can move you forward in these realms, and you want to be proactive about that. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, and over the months ahead will be slowing you down and getting you to reassess any growth or the need for growth, what's happening with your happiness or prosperity. When it comes to what you're doing with your possessions, with your products, with your income, or with your purchases. So, you know, see where you stand in that. You need to go back and, you know, look at the marketing, the legal contracts, the learning curve, the media, the education, you know, what is it in Jupiter that can help you with that? So readdressing those themes. And then Taurus, Pluto goes direct, finally, after being retrograde for months, on the 11th, and is taking us for the last bit through Capricorn and the story that started for you back in 2008, and the very final chapter here up through November 19th, with the deconstruction and rebirthing of your belief system of what's going on with religion or politics, what's going on with your philosophy, what's going on with your higher education, what's going on with legal matters, travel plans, distant situations, relocation at a distance, media marketing, ceremonies, you know. So you're really moving forward now with empowerment, with transformation, with the financial side of this story, or what's happening sexually or with third-party interest in this story. Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 13th through November 2nd. The Sun moves into Scorpio on the 22nd for 30 days. So the rest of November and then, the rest of October and then into November, there's going to be a lot of focus here for Taurus on relationships. So this can be, you know, more talks, news, offers, meetings, sales, writing, decisions, involving romantic partners or business partners or clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, opponents, advocates, you know, so you're really communicating or focusing on choices there. And you're also getting more involved in promoting your interests or physically showing up in this story with these people and moving your interests forward. So there you have that. And then the full moon on the 17th for Taurus is bringing something to a climax. It's going on behind the scenes. So if you've had projects in development, you might be finally wrapping something up by the 17th. If you've been researching or part of an investigation or dealing with institutions, that could be finally ending, or you're achieving something there. It could be about something artistic or spiritual that you're involved in that is climaxing. There could be some signs from the other side, you know, some ghosts or dreams or something like that coming through around this time. It also could be the end or some kind of achievement around dealing with addictions or secrets or deceptions. Romantic getaways could be climactic around this time. So, again, building up on the 16th and maybe having your big peak experience then or early on the 17th. And then we have Venus moving into Sagittarius on the 17th and staying there until November 11th. So, Taurus, this is going to bring the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure through the power zone in your chart. So, you know, making it more sexually intimate. If it's love, making it more tied into other financial prospects. If it's income, something powerful, something transformational there. So there you have it. All right, so for Gemini, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is in your zone of true love and children, creative projects, and recreation. So you have two very powerful weeks to help you launch forward into something brand new or take what you're already involved in and move it into what comes next. It can help you eclipse out anything that is blocking that forward momentum. And then what you put in play over these 2 weeks, you'll be then seeing moving along over the next 6 months. We have Jupiter retrograding on the 9th, and this is in your sign, Gemini. So, you know, your own personal growth, your own what's been happening with your happiness or prosperity, you're able now to kind of slow down and go back over, you know, what you want to do physically about it, what's going on with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your desires in this story, To that end, you might be readdressing, you know, legal agreements, your learning curve, your travel or relocation plans, your media, ceremonies, religion, or politics in that story. So take a moment to kind of reassess where you stand, and I'd pay attention to the ninth to see how it's impacting you. We have Pluto going direct, coming out of retrograde, and starting to move forward for the very last time through Capricorn. This starts on the 11th of October, and it will be out of Capricorn by November 19th. So over these weeks ahead, you're really now starting to move forward with whatever began back in 2008. It's been a very long story about deep, powerful changes in your life, about how you handle births or deaths or divorce, about how you value your sex life or any sexual dysfunctions that are going on or hormonal changes, any reproductive needs, anything with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money. And so this is your time now to move forward whatever last goals you have with this, you know, that have been caught up in this big evolutionary story in your life since that time. Once it exits on November 19th, you graduate this story. You will not be dealing on this deep of a level with these things ever again in your life. So it is definitely something to pay attention to. On the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio. On the 22nd, the Sun moves into Scorpio. So in the weeks ahead, Gemini, you know, this is really focused for you on work or health objectives. So you can get in there and make choices, show up, go for what you want, transform something there. You can talk to people, make decisions, sign agreements, focus on sales even if it's work-related. Besides work and health, this can help you really show up and be more involved with animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Same thing, really putting your needs first and going for it or getting more personally involved. The full moon on the 17th is bringing a climax for Gemini with their friends, their groups, their associates, any kind of parties, events, gatherings, anything online with astrology or charities, or anything with your own aspirations or original projects. So big climactic breakthroughs, achievements, celebrations, or you're wrapping something up or marking an ending in one of these realms. So you'll note that building up and peaking sometime between the 16th and 17th. Then finally, Venus moves into Sagittarius on the 17th and will be there till November 11th. So Gemini, wow. This puts the goddess of love and income, beauty, and pleasure in your zone of relationship for those weeks. So it should be really lovely. It should help you attract the love or express more love with these key relationships or help you make money with them, or maybe you're seeing a specialist for a beauty need, or maybe they're just having more pleasure with your clients and partners and agents and attorneys and specialists and advocates, et cetera. So definitely is bringing the good stuff there. For Cancer, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is in your zone of home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, and roommates. So you have two very powerful weeks to launch forward into something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. This involves partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, any serious relationship. You can eclipse something out to launch forward with these home or family, et cetera, dynamics. And you really want to make the most of the two-week potential to get this thing moving. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th and will be taking you back over the past, over the months ahead when it comes to artistic pursuits, romance, spirituality. It will also take you back through any bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions or boundary issues. It can also take you back to readdress anything through research, investigations, or with institutions. So, you know, you're asking yourself, wow, where's the growth? Where's my happiness? Where's my prosperity in these realms? And you're also looking at any legal needs, travel plans, distant situations, learning curve, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics in that story that you might need to go back over and work on to rework, rekindle, release. Pluto, on the other hand, is going to go direct on the 11th, and for the very last time will be moving forward through Capricorn up until November 19th, and then exiting to never return to this sign in our anybody's lifetime for over 240 years, okay? So, Cancer, starting back in 2008, you really started to go through this deep, powerful, intense transformation when it came to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, advocates, competitors, you name it, relationship-wise. And so you've gone through power struggles. You've gone through purging and death and birth and divorce and sex and financial issues and financial good things and, you know, making deep changes and triangles and jealousy and power and control with all these kinds of people. And so this is the very last push to make any changes, to evolve the story, and then you graduate and you don't have to go through that again. All right, so on the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio until November 2nd. On the 22nd, the Sun moves into Scorpio for 30 days. So the rest of the month, there's a lot of focus here personally on these Scorpio topics. So for Cancer, you know, getting into more talks, meeting people, more focus on writing or sales or offers or decisions, more getting personally or physically involved and going for what you want and really standing out and shining here in the arena of creativity, your creative projects and ideas, true love and lovers, children and recreation. So definitely show up for that. That looks fun. And then we have that full moon on the 17th for Cancer. This is at the top of your chart, so you have something coming to a climax with a personal goal, with your career status, fame, or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. Big endings, big achievements, big celebrations. This is building, so could climax on the 16th and or the 17th. And then finally, Venus moves into Sagittarius on the 17th. So for Cancer, this is going to bring more love or money flow, beauty, or just enjoyment to the work you're doing around any health objectives. So maybe when you're out hiking or at the gym, you'll fall in love. it brings more beauty and pleasure to these work and health realms for you. It also can bring that same thing of love, beauty, income, or pleasure to what you're doing with animals, what you're doing with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork over the weeks ahead. All right, so for Leo, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is opening up two windows of a very powerful launch forward for you involving your ideas, your writing, your sales, involving anything you're trying to start with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with a move with your local community or neighborhood, or short trips to nearby places with your vehicles or electronics. So write it up. Sell it, sign it, time to go for it. It should involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or other key individuals, and really is giving you that boost forward over the next 2 weeks. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, and so in the months ahead, Leo, it is going to get you to slow down and readdress the growth, the happiness, the prosperity that has or has not been happening with your friends, your associates, your group affiliations, online, through astrology or charities, with parties, events, or gatherings, or your own aspirations. So you may have some things you need to go back and look at legally, politically, religiously there. You may need to look at something around travel or education or media there, or even ceremonies there. So what is going on? Pay attention to the 9th for clues, and then expect to be, you know, seeing something coming back around there. On the 11th, Pluto goes direct and is going to be moving us for the very last time through Capricorn up through November 19th, and then it exits and does not come back in this lifetime. So Leo, the big, tremendous, deep, powerful changes and evolving that began in 2008, you are in the very last chapter of it, and it has to do with your health or your work, or it has to do with people you hire or people you work with, or paperwork that's being signed, or animals. So you're looking at the deep transformations there, the purging, the empowerment, triangles, financial aspects, sexual needs, birth, death, divorce, in that story. And so these weeks ahead are going to help you start to move the very last of this forward. Mercury goes into Scorpio on the 13th. The sun goes in on the 22nd. The rest of the month is going to be focused, those energies on Scorpio and into November. So for Leo, you know, this really is going to get you more active at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates. You're in there kind of pursuing your interests, or you're physically involved, or your name's on the dotted line. You're getting to, you know, go for what you want. Mercury helps you get into the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the offers, decisions. So look for that to get started mid-month. And then we have the full moon in Aries on the 17th. So for Leo, something climaxing with a legal matter, travel plan, educational interests, media marketing, pursuit, ceremony, religion, or politics. And so big endings, wrap-ups, celebrations, or achievements there. And you can experience this on the 16th in the build-up. And then on the 17th, Venus moves into Sag and will be there till November 11th. So the good stuff for Leo is going to be coming into your arena of true love and lovers, children, creative endeavors, and recreation. So you may find more love there. You might find income opportunities there. You might find more beauty or more pleasure and enjoyment there over those weeks. So enjoy. All right, so for Virgo, new moon solar eclipse in Libra on the 2nd is in your second house of earned income, purchases, products, and possessions. So this is going to give you 2 weeks to really connect with the right people to launch forward into something new or next chapter in those arenas. Could be partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, any kind of rep. So really making the most of the possibilities there. I have a lot more for Virgo, so if you hang in there with us, we'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, Virgo. So on the 9th, Jupiter is going to retrograde, so over the months ahead, you get to go back and kind of assess the growth that you've been experiencing on the career front or with any personal life goals, or involving a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, or other authority figure. And you kind of want to look at the growth. You want to look at how happy you are, how prosperous you are, what you could readdress during this period through media, marketing, education, legal contracts, travel, distance. ceremonies, religion, or politics. So it definitely is going to give you some time to figure that out before it goes direct again. And then on the 11th, Pluto goes direct, and this is the very last passage forward through Capricorn. So this story started in 2008. It's a big lifetime story. It doesn't come back after November 19th when it exits Capricorn. So this little window is going to really allow us to move something forward that we've been dealing with, working through. So for Virgo, you know, Pluto has asked you to go deeper and to purge some things and deal with power struggles or jealousy or third-party situations or sexuality or outside financial influences. When it comes to your creative project, your love life or a lover, kids, and or recreation in your life. So from the 11th of October until November 19th, something is going to start moving forward, and you're going to graduate from this in November 19th. And so it could be an important window when something very powerful happens for you. On the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio. On the 22nd, the Sun moves into Scorpio. So Virgo, over the weeks ahead, this is going to open up potential in your talks or meetings, any interviews or auditions, any sales, any writing, anything with vehicles or electronics, short trips, moves, or local activities, anything with siblings or neighbors. And so, you know, it really quickens the pace with Mercury there. It helps you multitask. With the Sun there, it helps you stand out. It helps you promote your interests and go for what you want, get more physically involved. So definitely is a time of heightened energy there. The full moon is on the 17th. It's in the morning, so some of you guys, or maybe a lot of you guys, will experience this in the build-up on the 16th. So either day, and this is a climactic moment for Virgo in the 8th house. So something is finally wrapping up or coming through with a loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlement, a partner's money, alimony, whatever the outside financial resource is. Or something is coming to a peak in your sex life with a reproductive need, with a divorce, with a birth, a death, or a third-party story. So whichever of those you're involved in, you know, you might see breakthroughs, you might be wrapping something up and marking an ending, you might be achieving and celebrating because we are at the climax of the energy. And then finally, on the 17th, Venus moves into Sagittarius. We'll be there till November 11th. And so, Virgo, this is going to focus a lot of love or income flow, beauty or pleasure at your home, or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with your family, parents, roommates. So it's a lovely influence. It should be expansive. It should feel good, smooth out issues if you're having any, or like I said, attract the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure there. So enjoy that. For Libra, the new moon solar eclipse is in your sign on the 2nd. So very powerful time for the Librans out there to launch themselves forward in some new way. Do you want to start something new involving your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity? This two-week period can help you eclipse out the old and start something brand new, or take what you're personally or physically involved in or doing for yourself and move that forward in some new direction. So make it about you, Libra. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, and so in the months ahead, this is going to allow you to slow down and kind of readdress your happiness, your growth potential, your prosperity, and what's been going on with travel or distant situations, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So what can you rework? What can you rekindle from the past? What can you let go of? That's your choices over these months. On the 11th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn, the very last time in our lifetimes. It is going to move forward through Capricorn from October 11th until November 19th and then exit and never return. So starting back in 2008, Libra, you started to go through the deconstruction and rebirthing, purging and empowering, making deep, intense changes based on financial scenarios, sex, third-party influences, births, deaths, divorces, that impacted and focused on what's going on with your home, your roommates, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, or parents. So this is the last push forward for any deep purging or changes or empowering that you want to focus on there. So make the most of that and watch the 11th and the days around it for clues as to what this might be about. We have Mercury moving into Scorpio on the 13th for several weeks. We have the Sun moving in on the 22nd for several weeks. And so Libra, this is going to turn your attention to making money, your personal income, your purchases, your possessions, or your products, or all of the above. So Mercury helps you get into talks or meetings, interview, audition, make sales, write, sign agreements, get offers, make decisions, while the Sun is urging you to show up and go for it, be involved physically or personally, put your name to it, and promote what it is you want there. The full moon on the 17th is bringing a climax for Libra in their relationship zone. So you may experience this on the 16th in the buildup or on the 17th or both. And it's about big achievements, celebrations, breakthroughs, or big wrap-ups and endings having to do with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, you name it. So expect some kind of big moment with somebody around those days. And then finally, on the 17th, Venus moves into Sagittarius. We'll be there until November 11th. So for Libra, really giving you, you know, way more charm and attracting potential when it comes to the things you say, when it comes to your ideas, how you're pitching things, what you're signing, what you're selling, what you're meeting and talking about, what you're writing. Did I say that one? I don't know. Sorry. and so, you know, you may have more love or more income flow potential around those things. You may have more beauty or pleasure. You might also enjoy more time with siblings or neighbors or moves or short trips or local activities during this time. You might be beautifying something there. So there you have it. For Scorpio, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is in your 12th house, and it will give you 2 weeks of very powerful launch forward with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates as it pertains to the 12th house. So this might be launching forward in some new way or next chapter when it comes to romance, when it comes to romantic getaways, when it comes to artistic pursuits, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to tackling bad habits, addictions, secrets, or deceptions, when it comes to institutions or research and development. So definitely be proactive about what it is you want to go for in these realms. You have 2 weeks to make it happen, and then we'll be seeing the output of that over the next 6 months. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, and so for Scorpio, giving you these months ahead to kind of catch up with the growth, the happiness, the prosperity that has or has not been going on and what you want to do about it during the retrograde phase. It's a do-over. When it comes to your financial life, your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, any births or deaths, or third-party stories. So looking at where you are with happiness, prosperity, growth there, does travel or legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political themes play a part in readdressing something there? You have plenty of time to figure it out. And then we have Pluto going direct on the 11th of October. And for the very last time, pushing us forward through Capricorn up through November 19th and then exiting and not returning in this lifetime. So Scorpio, starting back in 2008, it started to take you into this deep, profound purging, deconstructing, rebirthing, empowering, changing the way you think about life, your decisions, your offers, your ability through communications, through talks, through meetings, through sales, through writing. It's also been focused on local neighborhood moves, community activities, short trips to nearby places. It's also been focused for you on brothers, sisters, and neighbors, vehicles, and electronics. So Pluto now is giving you the last few weeks, any big powerful changes or evolving stories here that tie in with the financial, the sexual, the divorce, the birth, the death, the third party influences in those stories, you're going to start to see that moving. And then you graduate, and then you're done with this. All right, so on the 13th, Mercury goes into Scorpio till November 2nd. On the 22nd, the Sun goes into Scorpio for 30 days. So this is your sign, Scorpio. So, you know, the second half of November, I mean of October and then into November, there's a lot of focus here on you, Scorpio. You know, you're showing up physically for yourself. Focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. get into talks pitching your ideas that really put you forward in the spotlight in some way, or are about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. There could be offers or invitations coming through for you during this time, and it's just really making it about you. And then the full moon on the 17th, it's building on the 16th, so you might have big peak experiences on the 16th or 17th. Scorpio, big moments with work or health topics, with animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So wrapping things up, marking endings, having big achievements, breakthroughs, or celebrations in those realms as the energy is at its high point. And then finally on the 17th, Venus moves into Sagittarius. So Scorpio, over the weeks ahead until November 11th, this is going to help you attract income or make more luxury or beautiful purchases, or bring the love with the gift giving, or focus on your possessions or products and enjoying yourself through these themes more. So it should be a very beneficial energy for you in those realms. For Sagittarius, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd, this is launching you forward in the next 2 weeks, helping you start something new or take what you're already involved in and moving it forward when it comes to your aspirations and original projects, when it comes to friends, associates, groups, when it comes to what you're doing online or with big tech, with astrology or charities, with parties, events, or gatherings, with causes or your freedom. So you can eclipse anything out blocking any of this, and you can, but it's all about the new beginnings or the next level chapters and the next 2 weeks, how you connect with other significant people to make this happen. Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th, so this is your ruling planet. Sag, you may be feeling this on a personal or physical level, but it is slowing you down a bit to go back over the months ahead and reassess any growth, happiness, or prosperity tied to your romantic partners, your business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. So during these months, you know, do you need to readdress some legal agreements, travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing in the story, ceremonies, religion, politics with these key people? What can you do in the do-over to release, rekindle, or rework something here? Then on the 11th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. And from October 11th until November 19th, we move forward in this sign for the very last time in our lifetime. So you're looking back at the story that began in 2008 with the big upheaval and destruction and rebirthing and empowering and the powerful changes that continue to roll out and play out over the years since then. And we're now in that last big push. And for Sagittarius, it has really been impacting the goals and status you have around what you do to make money, the income itself, your purchasing power, what you purchase, your products or possessions. And so expect to start seeing a last major push for any last changes or empowerment there starting on the 11th. On the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio for a few weeks. On the 22nd, the Sun moves in for 30 days. And so, Sag, this is going to really get you involved in something behind the scenes. Maybe it's artistic, maybe it's romantic or spiritual. It could be tackling bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions. It could be more research and investigating things. It could be projects in development. It could be dealing with institutions for you. So whichever it is, Mercury's going to help you get into more talks, field more ideas, pitch stories, write, focus on sales, meetings, decisions, offers, while the Sun is going to help you be in there physically or personally, going for what you want, standing out and shining in those arenas. The full moon on the 17th for Sagittarius is bringing a major climax around your love life or lover, children, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So major breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations, or wrapping up or marking endings on things that have been going on there. You may experience this on the 16th in the buildup or on the 17th or both. And then finally, on the 17th, Venus moves into your sign, Sag, so yay you. You get to host Venus until November 11th, so, you know, you're looking even more beautiful than ever. You can focus on any kind of physical beauty you might want to focus on, new hairstyle, new wardrobe, whatever. You may be sharing more love with people or attracting more love. You may be earning more money during this time through your brand or image or name or title or physically showing up to do it. And just enjoying yourself. So make it about you and go for this. This looks nice. All right, so for Capricorn, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd is launching you forward, giving you 2 weeks of very powerful energy to start something new or take what you're doing and move it forward. It has to do with either some personal goal of yours, that's a big one, or it has to do with your career, your status, fame, or what's happening with a boss, a parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director, producer, someone in a higher-up position. So you can eclipse out anything that's blocking that forward motion, and you can launch into the new. It can involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, as you go forward with this goal, career matter, or authority figure. All right, so Jupiter retrogrades on the 9th and will be taking you back to reassess something with the growth, the happiness, the prosperity that's been occurring with your work or your health, or has involved your animals, any paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So shifting in that direction, do you need to go back over the months ahead and tackle something, some legal contracts, a learning curve, how you're teaching what you're doing, any media or marketing influences, travel, distance, situations, ceremonies, religion, or politics in the story? You should get some clues around the 9th about what it might be about. And then on the 11th, Pluto is going direct in your sign Capricorn for the very last time in your lifetime. It is going to move through Capricorn from the 11th of October until November 19th and then not return for 200-plus years. So you've been in this story of complete personal and physical transformation since 2008. It is the most intense period of your entire life. And so going deeper, purging things, dealing with intense things going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your needs and desires, and how your finances have been impacted, what's been going on sexually or intimately or reproductively or hormonally, what's been going on with divorce or births or deaths around you or third-party influences in the story, power struggles, you know, empowerment on a personal level. So the very last deep changes are now going to occur between the 11th of October and November 19th for you, and then you graduate, and you don't have to ever go through this again. Mercury goes into Scorpio on the 13th. The Sun goes into Scorpio on the 22nd, so in the weeks ahead, you know, this is going to bring a lot more news, offers, invitations, decisions, and more of you getting physically or personally involved with your friends, with groups, with associates, at parties, events, or gatherings. You also might get more going on online or with astrology or charities or with your own aspirations or original projects. So definitely a time to promote what it is you want, to show up and go for it. And then we have the full moon building on the 16th, climaxing on the 17th. So either day you could have your event where you're wrapping something up and marking an ending, or you're having your breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations. Focused on what's going on at home with a renovation, with real estate deals, with moves, with parents, family, or roommates. And then finally on the 17th, Venus moves into Sag, which is your 12th house, Capricorn, and will be there until November 11th. So there might be a romantic tryst or romantic getaways that are private or secretive going on during this time that are enjoyable to you. There might be more ways to earn income through research and development or dealing with institutions or something in the artistic or spiritual realm. There might be more pleasure or beauty in all of that. And maybe you just get to kind of pull back from the world a little bit and enjoy yourself. So make the most of that. All right, so for Aquarius, the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd opens up 2 weeks of very powerful forward momentum for you. Start something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter when it comes to any legal agreements, travel plans, distance situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. There should be a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, or other key individual involved in this forward momentum. You can eclipse out what is in the way of going for this, but it's all about the new beginnings or the next chapter here. Now, on the 9th, Jupiter retrogrades, and over the months ahead, you get to kind of slow down and reassess the growth, the happiness, the prosperity, and where you are in that with your love life or lover, with your kids, with your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. you may be wanting to rework something, rekindle something, release something. You might want to address those Jupiter topics with those themes. So the travel, the educational, media, legal, ceremonial, religious, or political themes with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or recreational pursuits. Then on the 11th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn and will be taking you through the last of Capricorn up through November 19th, very last time in our lifetime. And so Aquarius, you know, finally this deep, profound purging and changing and evolving that has been, you know, shaking up everybody's world since 2008. You're in your last chapter of it. So things that are hidden, things that are secretive, things that are addictive, things that are romantic, artistic, or spiritual, things that involve recuperation, institutions, research, or investigations. These are now, you're going into the very last deep, profound chapter of change and evolving and graduating from this story by November 19th. Mercury and the Sun move into Scorpio on the 13th and 22nd, so a lot of attention goes to your personal goals, career, status, fame, or higher up authority figures over the weeks ahead. Mercury will help you meet, talk, get offers, and make decisions, while the Sun really draws you in and allows you to pursue your interests there and promote yourself and stand out and shine. The full moon builds on the 16th and peaks on the 17th, so either day could be bringing very big news or offers your way, a big agreement, sale. The writing is peaking in some way, or there's something with an important talk or meeting, or there's something big happening on the more physical side. Could be something big with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So expect to celebrate, achieve, wrap up, or end something around those 2 days. And then Venus moves into Sag on the 17th. So for Aquarius, in the weeks ahead up through November 11th, the good stuff is playing out with friends, with groups, with gatherings, parties, events, online, with astrology, charities, associates, or around your own original projects or aspirations. So you may see more love there. You may see more income opportunities there. There may be more beauty or just straight-up enjoyment going on there. So make the most of that. And for Pisces, this new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd, it opens up 2 weeks of a major launch forward for you, starting new things, taking what you're already involved in and moving it to the next chapter. And it's either about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, settlements, alimony, or some other outside financial resource. Excuse me. Or it's about your sex life. So maybe some new sexual attraction is heating up. Or it's reproductive, or it's about divorce. It could be about mortality, birth, or third-party influences, so really launching forward, eclipsing out whatever's blocking that new momentum, and you have 2 weeks to make that happen. And then on the 9th, Jupiter retrogrades, and so over the months ahead, you kind of slow down with all this growth or happiness or prosperity that you've been focused on at home or with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, and you get to go back and have a do-over here. So to that end, you want to look at any legal needs, travel plans, educational matters, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, politics in that story, what you can rework, release, rekindle there in those realms over the months ahead. On the 11th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. It will be direct in Capricorn until November 19th. So this is the very last chapter in the story that began in 2008 of powerful, deep, you know, destruction and rebirthing, transforming and purging, evolving in major changes. And so Pisces, it's really been addressing your own aspirations in life. It's been looking at your original projects. It's been looking at your friend's soul group, your group affiliations, your online interests, your astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, your causes, you know. So to that end, starting on the 11th, moving forward with empowerment, with changes, with the financial, sexual, reproductive, third-party influences there, and seeing where this takes you. And then you graduate, and you don't have to go back over it. On the 13th and 22nd, Mercury and then the Sun move into Scorpio for the weeks ahead, so Pisces. Going to open a lot more offers, news, ideas, talks, meetings, sales, writing, and your own involvement and needs when it comes to legal contracts, travel plans, distant situations, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. You're in the thick of it, and you are front and center, shining and standing out there. The full moon builds and then peaks between the 16th and 17th, so something climactic around your income, purchases, products, or possessions. Big celebrations, achievements, endings, or wrap-ups there. And then Venus moves into Sag on the 17th and will be there till November 11th. Pisces, this is at the top of your chart, smoothing things out, attracting the love or money when you go after personal goals, when you're on the career front, around your status or fame, or with these higher-up individuals, makes it more enjoyable and pleasurable and beautiful there as well. So enjoy. That's it, guys. Zoe Moon. I hope October rocks for everybody and in a good way. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.